Okay, Wednesday afternoon, Tess Seidman, Women's Shir, Chavis Haldovus, Shari Yichud HaMaisa, Parakei, and we're learning about the Yetzihara. And until now, the Chavis Haldovus has painted a very bleak, dark, difficult, onerous picture of obstacles, and he's your worst enemy, and he never gets tired. And you think it's you, and he's looking for that crack in the wall, and once he has a foot in the door, he's going to take you down, and he doesn't care if you keep beating him, he'll try again, and he doesn't care if he keeps beating you, he'll try more and more. And really, this is like impossible. What are we going to do? Very depressing. And what hope do we have? Who could be on the Madrega to overcome this? So he says now, don't panic. Relax. Calm down. Right, that's what he does. He's with you. Chavetz Chaim is with you. He understands you're reading this. And he understands the picture he just painted, and he understands your reaction, and he now says, don't panic, relax. But as everything I just said is true, but there's a promise in the Chumash by Hashem, and he will in a moment explain how easy it is to overcome him. Although it's true, he'll keep coming back at you, and he'll look for other angles. And we go through this whole Perek Hey with the different enticements and the different doubts. Remember, we said his one of his most potent weapons is to create doubt. But he tells you now how easy it is to deal with him. Because he won't stand up. He'll come back again, that we said, but it's not hard to beat him. So first he quotes a pasuk, but Chavetz doesn't expect you to take the pasuk's word for it. He will explain. But first he brings down a pasuk, so we know it's true. This was talking about the Yetzihara by Kayin and Hevel, interestingly enough. And he desires to trip you up, to mess you up. But the Atot Tim Sholbo, you will always have the upper hand if you want it. Al Kain, therefore, Al Yavil Chodvaro. So don't panic. Yavil means panic. Don't buy into. Don't take my words to mean this is an impossible task. It's not at all impossible. V'yim otzmu chayolov, and even if his soldiers are very strong, val yavchitcho inyono, don't be afraid. It's like a Muhammad says in the Chumash, don't be afraid. V'yim rabu ozrov, even if he has so many helpers, because people, sometimes your neighbors are his helpers, sometimes your friends are his helpers, right? Well, he says, what's the secret? Now we're going to learn the secret. Ki ikker, and this is very deep and very beautiful and very thoughtful, and you have to like think about it and turn it over in your mind and realize that it's true, and then you'll have this big burden taken off your shoulders. Ultimately, he has nothing to sell. You go into a store, and it's all glitter, and it looks beautiful, and there's signs up all over, going out of business sale, and there's advertisements. What is an advertisement? What's the whole multi-billion-dollar advertising world is to make you feel like you need something that you don't need. Because if you need something, you don't need the advertisement. advertisement is enticing you. So he says, when you realize that, it'll blow away like smoke. Ki ikar kavanos ames hasheker. He really has nothing to sell. He has sheker to sell. He wants to talk you into it that his is the world of reality. You can't live without it. It's so gishmak. You're going to lose out if you don't do this. Oh, you're going to be a neb. You're going to miss out on one of the great pleasures of this world, which Hashem wants you to have, etc., etc. But you have to keep in mind that he wants to la'ames ha-sheker. Very, very beautiful words. Two words. La'ames ha-sheker. He wants to make truthful what is a lie. Umagamos cheftso. And what is he doing after all? If we look at reality, what is his desire? Lahamid hakozov. To take not reality, to take negativity, to take evil, to take things. Hashem made the world. And Hashem told us what's positive energy and what's negative energy. And we believe Hashem. So that means the Eitz Hara is trying to talk you into that something of no value has value. Something that's here today and gone 2 seconds after you experience its pleasure, he's trying to make you think that you got to have this, you got to have this. La'ames ha-sheker u'magamos chetzo la'amid ha-kozov. And therefore, v'kamehi krovo ma'poloso v'ibudo maher. So if you just realize that and confront him. If everybody here would think of their strongest Yetzirah, and you say, you know, I feel helpless when this happens, whether it's in Midos or in Taiva or in, you know, okay, we'll say Taiva. That pretty much runs the gamut. And you say, like, what did I gain out of it at the end of the day? At the end of the day, what do I have to show for it? Right? When you do a mitzvah, you have what to show for it. You're a stronger person. You're a better person. And you feel that way. You feel fulfilled. You feel validated. You feel like you've accomplished something because we've connected to Hashem and we've made ourselves that much closer to Hashem, that much more spiritual, which is our battle. And then when you follow the Yetzirah, you have nothing to show for it. After you eat the box of candy, and the 20 seconds of good taste finishes, what do you have to show for it? 3 extra pounds on the scale. That's all. You have nothing else. There's nothing else there. So that's his great weakness. His great weakness is that he's a snake oil salesman. His great weakness is that he has nothing to sell. He's selling smoke and mirrors, it's called. He's selling nothing. So if you confront him and you say, well, what am I going to gain out of that? So instead of adopting the narrative, we all know. I mean, we all have weaknesses and we all have fallen and we all have listened to the HR. And I assume that it's happened to us that an hour later or a day later, you go, how can I have been so silly? I thought I can't live without this. I thought I must do this. I have to. I'm losing out. And then you say nothing. And you feel stupid. You actually feel like, what did I do? What did I gain? I gained nothing. I violated the will of Hashem. I bought into negativity. I bought into the opposite of spirituality. I gave in to my base tithes, whether it's talking Lashon Hara or being dishonest or, you know, skipping a bracha, eating something of questionable kashrus. I mean, the list is endless. You say, what is it? It's nothing. What did I gain? So that's his weakness. His weakness is that we're not really talking about, you know, the Yankees versus the Mets here. We're talking about the major league team, which is the Yetzer Tov, which is Hashem, which is Ruchnius, which is Torah, and we're talking about people that have not, they're nothing, there's nothing there. You blow, and it's all cardboard people, right? Cardboard images. And this is what the omek, the depth of Shlomo HaMelech's marshal in Koheles. If you look, if anybody has an opportunity or the desire, you can look at the Sfarno in the Chait of Adam HaRishon, when he talks about, I didn't bring it with me, he talks about the Nachash. And the Nachash is the Yetzer Hara. And it was external. It was an external Yetzer Hara. He tells the woman, he tells, you know, you gotta have this. You gotta have this. And like, you're gonna be like Elohim, Yodei Tov Hara, and Hashem doesn't want you to have it. He presses all the right buttons, but he builds up an image which is told, which has no shaykhus. It's false. It's, there's nothing there. And Sfarno speaks out what the Chavis HaLavis actually says. He says the Yetzer Hara was selling imagery, imagination, fascination with something, with unreality. And that's why in the Mesillas Yesharim also in the beginning, he compares it to Choshech, that you can't see. Well, it's Choshech, it's Sheker. So it doesn't seem that way. But I want you to hear what the Chavis HaLavis is saying. He's saying this is the, he's not giving a Musa Shmuz. We'll leave the Musa Shmuz for others. He's saying, don't panic. He's saying, don't panic about everything I've told you, because if you just keep your wits about you and don't buy into the narrative that he's impossible to lick, he's impossible to beat. And the Chavis himself painted like a picture of a foe that's, and you know, insurmountable obstacles. How am I supposed to, if it's me and it's inside of me and it's, he says, because at the end of the day it's sheker, at the end of the day it's nothing. So just keep that in mind and think positive and realize that if you just expose it, and so I didn't go there, so I didn't look at that, so I didn't read that, so I waited an extra few minutes and I didn't get angry. Like, you don't lose it. We all realize how much we've gained if we overcome. So you just have to keep it in mind. And this is why Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, and this is the depth of what he says in Koheles, where he gives a whole story, and it's a marshal to the Yetzer Hara. Ir Katana, a small city, Vanoshim Bo Ma'at, Uboi Leho Melech Gadol, that's going to be the Yetzer Hara. Vesibe Vosa, and he surrounds it. You can't get out. Ubono Lehem Tzodim Gedolim. You know, he builds fortresses and he builds, and he surrounds you. And help! How are we going to get out of here? How are we going to break? We're going to have to be subservient to the Melech. We're finished. We give up. Umatzaba, this is all the Psukim in Koheles. Umatzaba Ish Miskein Chacham. Some guy, he's very smart, but that's about all. He doesn't have any weapons. He doesn't have any soldiers. He doesn't have any. He's not a melech. He happens to be a chacham. Sipur al Adam, Shlomo HaMelech is talking about a person as an ir katana. Neshu ha'olam hakatan. This is something, a theme in Chavis HaLavos and in other svarim, that a person is a microcosm of the universe in so many different ways. The way he's a person structured, the way It functions like the world. The Sipur al Klei Gufo Umidos Nafsho Ba'Anoshim Ma'ot. Weak, and he can't stand up against the Melech. Umiyato Etzlo Keneged Godel Lev Ha'Odam. When a person wants something, the desire in the heart of a person, so you can't stand up against it, because a person wants a lot of things. He wants what he sees, he wants what he dreams about, he fantasy, the koach of fantasy. So that means the sky's the limit. He fantasizes he wants to be rich, he fantasizes that this, a certain way of life will, is like. People do this, we it's hard to imagine even, you know, we read these things in the newspapers or on the news that we shouldn't be reading, like people lose their whole lives when they're caught. Like, you have to think, like, what were they thinking? Was is shine, you say in Yiddish. And you're risking your whole career and your whole life, and you're risking your reputation, and everything's at risk because of what? Because of what it? And, you know, but when you're caught up in it, you don't see it that way. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to say, stop, there's nothing here. He wants you to bang yourself on the head and say, well, there's nothing here. There's nothing. And if there's something, it'll last for around 2.3 seconds. The Sipra al Kleigufa umidos nafsho ba'anoshe ma'at umiyat u'etzlo go de leifa adam. A person has desires that are boundless. A person wants power. People, but they kill for power. They steal for power. They crush others. It's all for power. And really, what are they? They don't have a power, a tyrant. It's not real power. Right? Real power is if I could persuade you to do something, that's power. Or if I could show you what's right to do, that's power. If I go to you with a gun, it's really, and I say, do this, or I'm going to shoot you, or put you in jail, or mess up your life, or make you miserable, that's thuggery. Okay. One of my first, I think my second or third year in Eretz Yisrael, so we made a sukkah on the roof of the on my building in Yerushalayim. It was like a tall building, and we didn't have a place for a sukkah, so we took a place on the roof, and it was beautiful. We loved it up there. Then a guy comes over to me, and he's yelling at me about something. He's talking Hebrew. It's like, I don't know. And I think he felt it was dirty up there, and we're making it dirty, and we should clean up. I don't chap what he's saying, so I didn't respond the way he would have wanted me to. And then he starts like really angry. It was like funny, because I don't know what he's talking about. He's probably a very nice person. Then he starts threatening me. That much I picked up. You know, when they threaten you, any language is good. And he starts saying he's going to beat me up. He's going to beat up. He's going to take the garbage himself and throw it in my house. That's so crazy things. So I remember telling him, I'll do whatever you want, but why? Because I'm scared of you. I said, I'm not ashamed to say I'm scared of you. If someone comes over to you with a gun, I said, my broken Hebrew, if someone comes over to me and says I'm going to kill you if you don't do something, and I do something, so I'm not embarrassed. You should be embarrassed that the way you're getting me to do something is by threatening me, and I'm scared of you. I'm not embarrassed. I'm scared of you. That's right. I'm scared of you. I don't want to be beaten up. At the end of the day, everything was resolved. But I remember then realizing that I have nothing to be ashamed of. If I do something because someone's going to beat me up, so he should be ashamed, not me. That's not called power. That's thuggery. Ba'orech ma'voyev bolam azeh, v'chesron kocho v'asagosu osam. So we're weak, we're poor, we're weak, and the Yetzirah is like in command. V'sipra la'yetzer, k'sar ha'godol, l'rov chayolosav, he has so many soldiers, v'anoshav, v'tzivosav. Everything's helping him out. Everything in the world that we see and we desire, right? The Torah doesn't say, v'lo sasuru, v'achwe l'vavchem, v'achwe neichem, for nothing. Everything that's out there, we see, the eyes see, and the heart wants. And this is, I'm saying, this is what advertising is. Advertising knows exactly, that's what they get paid for that. They go to school to learn how to get you to desire something. Even if it's silly, it's nothing. You speak it out. You say, I should buy this car because a pretty girl was standing next to it in the advertisement. But it works, obviously, because people buy the cars. and they never have an ugly girl standing near the car, so it must work. But if so, so how do you fight the Yetzer? You say, you're a very pretty girl, indeed, but what does that have to do with the car? That's sheker, right? That's the sheker. You just speak it out. Say it to yourself. This is sheker. For Omar v'saviv also, sibev also, the melech surrounded the city, neshehu, he's really explaining the whole moshel of Shlomo HaMelech, neshehu makiv kolon yonei ha'odom b'nireyu b'nistoro, because, you know, sibev also, everything, you can't escape him. He's gone back to the dire description, that you, everything you do and everything, every way you turn, he's there. When you're doing mitzvahs, or you're doing averus, or you're doing nothing, he's there, just waiting. He's surrounded you. V'amar rabon aleihem mitzodim gedolim, because l'rov hirhurov haroim u'machshavos haraos u'mikrav hamagunim, because he throws everything at you, trying to shemishtadel lahomis es ha'odam bohem. We have yet to tell you what the Yetzer Hara, how he'll try to entrap you. We didn't get up to it yet. We didn't get up to anything yet. We're still in like the introduction to the chapter. But then, all you need is seichel. You just have rationality. And this is like the Chavis HaLovus. This is the Chavis HaLovus' love. This is what the whole Sefer pushes us towards. So it's no surprise that he says, you know, just use your seichel. Be governed, your seichel should govern your emotion. This is an eternal battle, and there's a lot of talk about it, and ultimately, where should it, but you have, to, in Yiddishkeit, you have to be, overpower the emotion with the seichel. After you've overpowered it, so then we learned in Shara Avodas Elokim, you have to internalize it. It can't just be an intellectual, robotic exercise. Okay, this is what I am going to do. And that's, you know, it's, so it's like, say, but the seichel has to go first. The seichel, if you have to choose between the two, you choose the seichel. Otherwise, we're prisoners, we're trapped. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Because the Yetzer Hara will always justify anything we want to do. And we'll, and once we want something, we'll show, it's like shochad, so we'll always see it that way. And we'll be indignant if anyone would suggest to us that what we want to do is not right, or an avera, or incorrect, or inappropriate. And we'll say, adarabah, right, adarabah, yeah. So the seichel, you have to have a little seichel. That's the ish miskein chacham. It's miskein because everybody makes fun of it. Yeah.
How do you know when it's seichel and when it's seichel? Emotion disguising itself, because emotions also talk to you. You really need this, and it's really good. You know what I mean?
Right. You don't know. You gotta practice. Okay. This you practice with the red lines. We don't have to be talking about subtleties. Subtleties like, should I stay home and play with my kids, or should I go to this wedding? Well, that's already a very high madrega of subtlety. We're talking about, I'm too lazy to do this, or getting angry, or your neighbor wants to borrow something and you don't want to lend it to them. You know, let's be happy if we get through. So you make red lines, and that should be the simon, the red lines. And the realization that it's not so simple, but you have to be sholit with the seichel. And what he says, but this is what the Chavis HaLovus is saying, that the way the seichel will be mezgaber over the emotions, because obviously it can't, it wouldn't, because he painted such a picture, right? It's a pseudo seichel. He painted a picture of emotions with pseudo seichel. So the way to, I just described to you, you say, how do you know? You know, you make red lines. But how do you do it? You do it by the seichel exposing the emotions for what it is. And if it's bad, if it's false, if it's negative spirituality, if it's anti-ruchni, if it's a step away from closeness to Hashem, it's fake, it's phony, it doesn't exist, it's not real. So the seichel should show it up for what it is. And all you have to do, as I say, you need a marshal, is think back to the last time you gave in to Yetzer Hara, which in my case was around 30 minutes ago, and you see what I gain out of it. I have nothing to show for it. La'ames ha-sheker, what was his word with Kozov? And Muhammad Hakozov, to paint as truth what is false, and to paint as reality what's not reality. So you have to keep your wits about you. But if you're weak, you have to strengthen the seichel muscle. You have to strengthen the seichel muscle. If your seichel muscle is not strong, so then it's very hard to overcome what you're in the throes of. Now, he's called the misgain because common sense is not so common. Umasha sipar olam the misgain. Misgain means a nebish. You know, this guy, the ishchacham, but he's a misgain. He's nebuch because he's isolated. And no one wants to be his friend because he's a neb, and he's a goody-goody, and he's a, you know, and he never has a good time, and he doesn't know how to have a good time. There's not many things on the side of the seichel. The Yetzirah has the whole world of glitter, of things that look good, that are enticing, right? But your seichel has to tell you this is superficial, this is empty, I'm going to have nothing to show for it after it's done. Moshe Amar Olav Adam Lo Zachar. I mean, Shlomo Melech describes the bizyonos that the Ish Chacham undergoes. V'amar v'chacham osam miskein bezuya. That's right, God, they're not. Okay, now, in case you're feeling a little too good. So with the Yetzirah's weakness, Kvar Siper Mihiras Chukos HaYetzirah Lo Bilocham Obo. How he's your worst enemy and he wants to attack you. Mishahez Keso Mistalekas Miala Adam Benikla. So Shlomo Melech wants to give you chizik and say that the hezik of the Yetzirah can be gotten rid of Benikla. Easily. And now a very, probably either the most famous phrase or one of the most famous phrases in Musar and certainly in the Chavis Halvavus is Ki hama'at min ha'emes yenatzeach harbe min ha'sheker kasher hama'at min ha'or doch harbe min ha'choshech. So if you've heard that phrase, now you know where it is. It's in the Chavis Halvavus, Shar Yichud Hamaisa Parakeh, and we just learned it today. How do you like that? Ma'at min ha'or docha harbe min ha'choshech. There's a lot of choshech out there, and you just have to light a little. You need that one match. This is the Mesil Shesharim's mashal also. You know, you're in a dark room and you're tripping over chairs and you don't know where anything is and the place is dark and you're all befuddled and you don't know what's right and what's wrong. You think you don't. And you just seichel, seichel, seichel. And you light a match. And it was like the room's light, and you see what you were bumping into, and you get a clarity, and that's what he's saying. So don't panic. V'yesh b'zeh ha'or al melchemes ha'tayvos, v'lamod k'neged ha'yetzer, b'hishtadlus v'charitzus, be of courage, be strong, go out, do battle. So I just explained to you his major weakness. He falls away like the cardboard figure. You know, you think there's armies out there, there's soldiers, and then it's figures, cardboard figures. They fall over in the wind. But you have to provide that wind. Kmo shamar akosuf shchu roam lufnei tovim. Okay. So that's very powerful. And it's really, I almost hesitate to go further because this is something that's worthwhile to just mull over and think about and ask questions about, and you can email me questions. Good question, like how do you know if it's what seichel and what pseudo seichel? That's not so easy. But the yesod is he's giving us omets. He's giving us omets, and he's saying despite everything I said, he's easily licked. Easily, because he has nothing to sell. He's trying to fake you. He's trying to sell you a swamp in Florida. You know these guys? These guys that try to sell you a swamp in Florida? Right? So he talks, and he just said, wait a second, okay, I have a few questions for you. And you just ask him a few questions, and then he slinks away, embarrassed. He doesn't have any answer for you. Yeah.
What does instinct fall into this? You know, usually you have an instinct about something, and if you trusted it and it worked, isn't that wrong?
In my opinion, instinct is something you could look forward to in a few decades. After you've applied seichel, a person reaches a madrega where he instinct, this is part of what's called Das Torah. Das Torah is not limited to men with long beards or short beards or white beards. At some point where you've learned enough and you develop a confidence, and it takes years. It's not because it's always. You can develop a sixth sense. And you say, Adarabba, you could say, I smell a rat. This, you say, it's a little, it's going a little too easy, or it's too gishmak, and there's something not kosher here. There's something. So you. No, but it should only alert you, and then you go back and you apply your seichel again. And now you say, let me think this through again. Maybe I'm making a premise. Maybe and you catch yourself. It's like learning a piece of Gemara. Well, what do? You learn. And you say, wait a second, this doesn't sound right. It doesn't. You develop a sixth sense if this could be shot in the Gemara. It takes years. And then you say, let me go back. Let me see if I have a wrong premise. Let me see if I've bought into conventional wisdom, and maybe it's not even true. And maybe I'm saying things without, I'm saying it in Gemara, but it's true in life. Maybe I'm saying things and I'm not even sure if they're true or not. I'm just parroting what other people are saying. And I picked it up. I read something somewhere and it just stuck in my mind, and oh my goodness, all I'm doing is repeating a phrase that person used. I have no idea if it's true or not. I don't even know if I believe that or not. You say something, do you really believe that? I never thought about it. But there is a thing of instinct which you can develop, but again, it takes years, and all it should do, because I think it's dangerous to use instinct, maybe not for really for tzaddikim, but if there's any tzaddikim here in the class, they are not telling me about it, so I don't know. So you go back and check your premises. You know, go back with your seichel and hold it up to the light of day and see. And you'll see, oh, taka, it fell apart. Okay, I'm going to go further, but I urge you I still owe you 10 minutes. I urge you not to forget this. Usually you walk out of the class, not you, me. You walk out of class and you remember like the last thing that was said. And what he's about to say now is also very, very powerful. And now he's going to start the rest of the parak. And he's going to tell you the Eitzahara's attacks. And he starts at, this is beautiful, this is like, it's going to blow your mind. This is like, he starts at the worst grub, not subtle, prust, grub. Like, you know, and then he gets, and he has around a list of 30, I don't know, I didn't count them. Let's say 30 things that the Yetzer Hara does, and it's more difficult, more subtle, more clever, more, and at the end, like you're at Tzaddik, doing mitzvahs only, and you're great, 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 and he's telling you you're better than other people. I think that's about the last one, or maybe the next to the last one, where you think you're better than other people. And he's talking about already a guy that conquered everything and is doing everything, so he sort of has nothing left. Like, he lost, but he keeps coming back at you. So he comes back at you, you're pretty good. Yeah, you're a good guy. And that's, you know, and all he needs is a foot in the door, right? But that's the last thing. Now, I am going to ask you a question. So what's the worst? What's the most evil? The worst. So what's the worst? Come on, guess. No peeking. What? Come on. What's the worst? Eating treif? No, come on. It's not the worst. What's the worst? No, what's the worst thing he can convince you of? What's the worst? Come on, we're all Jews. What's the worst thing? What? Come on. You're not even saying the wrong answer. What's the worst thing a Jew can...
I don't know
that there's no God, that he didn't create the world, that there was a Big Bang, and God doesn't exist, or he doesn't care about what you're doing. No, that's not the worst. I thought that's what you would answer. Okay. The worst thing a Jew... And when he starts off with the worst, and he ends up with the most subtle. So you would think that the worst is that there's no Borei Olam. What could possibly be worse than that? It's number two. Number two is the Yetzer Hara tries to get you to believe that there's no Borei Olam, Chas V'Shalom. It's all a bunch of baloney. It's not the worst. This is amazing. No, when you hear this, and we're going to learn it now, the most evil, terrible, all-encompassing way he will drag you down to the pits is that I gotta drag it out. I'm not a good teacher. I should stop now and continue next week. Is that our actions are not transcendent. That all there is the here and the now. Eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And all there is what we do. So I might, and this is, right, how does Pepsi advertise? Right? I don't know, Pepsi, something, Nike, I don't know, somebody, Nike. Just do it. Like, do it. This is it. You want to enjoy life, because that's all that there is.
What's that, the model of the 60s? It feels good, do it?
Yeah, do it because there's nothing else. That means our actions. This is so powerful. I'm despoiled whenever I think of this. That's the worst, that our actions are not transcendent. There's no meaning to what we do other than what we do. We're not connected to any olamos. We're not connected to a Hashem. We're not connected to any transcendent power. This is it. This is life. This is existence. Existence is, I'm drinking a soda now. I'm eating a piece of cake. I am not wasting my time with baloney. I am enjoying myself. And that's all it is. So, listen. Look what he says. Utchilas mashi yisapek oscha bo hayetzer. And I point out the words of yisapek, because that's what we learned before. He doesn't have to tell you it's for sure like that. He just has to give you the germ, the bacteria of doubt. Right? So that's why the Chavis Halvavah says, Utchilas mashi yisapek oscha bo hayetzer. B'yishtadel. And then he'll try levarer also etzlecha, that you should be sure of it and definite. He'll start off with that little worm seed of doubt, and he'll want to fan it into what you think is a clarity, is a surety. Now he doesn't use the word transcendent. He says, "Shenafshecha ein lo kiyum mibilti haguf." That's all there is. What you see is what you get. You have the guf, and the sandwich and the Pepsi, and that's it. That's life. You go and you enjoy, and whether it's anything in Olam Hazeh, whether it's food or clothing or friendships, anything that, but that's all there is the here and the now, and therefore, right, and if you look carefully at advertisements, they really, I feel, I don't know, most, but so many advertisements really are, they want to make you feel that this is it. There's nothing else. So how can you not enjoy yourself now? You're foolish. What are you going to gain by refraining from doing anything you want to get anything you want? If there's nothing, it's empty afterwards. The show's over. Forget about it. It's not Hashem. It's so, I hope this is so deep. It's not even Hashem. The worst is that our actions are only what they are. That's it. That's the whole existence is what I do today and what I do here and what I do with my neighbor. And that's all it is. It's not connected to anything transcendent. It's not connecting to anything higher. I'm not accomplishing anything other than my own enjoyment and benefit. Shehi nefsedes behefsed gufcha. When you die, it's all over. It's over. You're, not only is your life over, what we call life, bala'az, as we refer to it as, but your existence is over. You cease to exist. V'she'en la metzius achar hamoves b'dimyonos, and he tries to get you that, come on, you're dead. What are you dreaming of? And it's not as hard as you think. We have to learn these things. It's a little scary. I don't know what I'm introducing into your heads, but it's scary because we cannot conceive of Olam Haba. We cannot conceive of spirituality. We have human physical minds. We don't have a picture. We need to visualize. We can't visualize anything ruchni. We can't visualize a malach. Like, the best we can do is an old man with six wings, and, you know, probably has a white beard or whatever, or maybe they're strong and, you know, virile, whatever that word is. And what's there after death? Because you can't imagine what's going to be after death. The neshama goes to Shemayim, and you see a kavod, and there's a din. Come on. Did you ever see anybody? V'she'enu miskaimim. What's his trick? This is not theology 101. Because once nothing's transcendent, so then why in the world should you not just do what makes you feel good? Why? There's no reason. This is the most. This is it. Then you're at rock bottom. If he has gotten you to buy into this, then he doesn't have to make you into an apikoros. He doesn't have to make you into an atheist. You can say, "I believe in Hashem. I believe in Hashem." But this is it. There's nothing after this. That's it. He'll get you to do whatever he wants, because the next logical. So then, why does it matter what I do? It doesn't matter. And, you know, you start to think about it, and our lives are really, Baruch Hashem, suffused with the idea that what we do matters, and it's not just what's happening now, and there's a whole another dimension to what we do. You can call it Tikkun Olam if you want. You could call it Ruchnius. You can call it Olam Haba. You can call it Gan Eden. But you can call it the way Nefesh HaChayim describes, that we control the kiyum of the entire universe, and all the olamos is dependent on what we do. The point is, our petty, silly actions, if we're honest, if we lie, if we say lashon hara, if we are not careful about muktza, it matters. It matters. It's not just, it matters. It's something. There's ramifications to what we do. Bein l'tova, or bein l'ra, the ramifications. The whole world, what you do is transcendent. That's how I would put it. Not like Pepsi says. And once he has you, what? Yeah, that's why I'm saying. That's why I played that. That's why I did what I did. I try to do the best I can. You say, what's the worst, most blatant, prosta thing? You'd say that there's no God, or that there's two gods, or whatever. No, the worst is that nothing matters other than how what we do. That's it. There's nothing else. Everything else is a big black void. These people existed. These are the people in Yeshaya who said, Ichlu ushasu kimachar namus. That's Esav started it. Right? It's over. It's over. When you're dead, it's over. There's a black hole, black void, and it's it. We might not be able to do what he is saying now because he doesn't spend time now in Shar Yichud HaMaisa telling it to you, but he talked about it in Shar HaYichud, right? Not Shar Yichud HaMaisa, but Shar HaYichud, the very first Shar. He says, if you think logically, and the Mesil Sisharim says the same thing in his opening Hakdama, he says, if you think about it logically, you'll realize that it's impossible that Hashem created a world that this is the purpose of the world. With all the tragedies and all the troubles and all the difficulties, he says, this can't be. Like, what is Hashem? Like a jokester? He's an evil, person that likes people to cry and he wants to see people in pain. This is what it's all about, what we see. Come on. And that's what the Chavis HaLovis is saying here too. He explores it in Shar HaYichud. And, you take his word for it. If you use your powers of rational thought, Yarchik Memcha Adas HaZos, he will make it, it is impossible. It's impossible that this is it. Barayos Baruros Hashem Zokru Oson HaKadmonim, that the earlier Rishonim, the Kuzari, his Rebbe was Rav Sadyagon Amunus Videos. He says they've already proved beyond the shadow of a doubt. But Divrei Hanaviim Aleihem HaShalom, if you read Nach, there's obviously more, but that's the first thing he tries to do. Now, next week, we'll start already from the second thing, which is, he starts with the words, and this is going to be the pattern for the next few weeks. V'chashe yisyayish misapikos chabazeh. When once he gives up, we say he doesn't give up, but he gives up this line of attack. So then he tries the next line of attack. Next line of attack, that there's no boring. Okay, we'll stop here. No boring.